Can, can. Okay. We are still early. 8:10. So, this green book, if you are not received, you can come forward to collect. There are some at the back. You can ask from before. This is the book that I promise you all that will be ready by this Thursday. Actually, it was ready Tuesday. So Tuesday class was the first batch to receive. Then you are the second batch. So this is a very important topic. You listen to the recording last Thursday, you will understand. Because I explained in quite detail about this book. To understand who are you, what are you, you have to penetrate the five aggregate of form and mind. And this is the basis of all Dhamma understanding. Because the final summary of the first noble truth actually talks about delusion, ignorance, especially self-delusion, sakkayaditti, that condition the mind to grasp onto this five aggregate of form and mind, thinking that it's you. So that self-delusion is the cause of your suffering. So how can we put forward this particular understanding to test, to investigate deep into it, so that we too can realize the penetrative wisdom that the Buddha realized, so that you too can also awaken. So those who have yet to receive this, you can come forward, collect it. Then our puja will start in about another 3 minutes time. And tonight, you all also maybe read about it in the WhatsApp. Breath song, I just came back after a period of almost 2 months break. After Ermei San, I think he went to Burma. He already had this what they call planned trip. In fact, he every year or so, I think he more or less do it ever since he started the cultivation. And he has been very consistent. Then this year, no exception. He already told us before he went. I think the retreat was about 1 month. Then he took almost another month break to stay back in around Burma. Then he just came back on the 26th. Then 27th is our last Tuesday sharing. And it was very beautiful. The condition also very unique. We almost couldn't record the sharing because the recorder somehow doesn't function. At first, Stephanie thought it was the battery. Change new battery, still doesn't work. Then after that, somehow she became very intelligent. She took out her handphone, Samsung, then used that recorder to record. So, she called Sui An. No wonder, luckily she called Sui An. So luckily the recorder recorded it, the handphone. Otherwise, you will miss the whole thing. Then like I mentioned in the talk, if it's meant to be, it will be. Then I was so happy when she put the thing up, I think immediately that night. Then I realized, the recording was there. Then I couldn't actually move it because that one from the Samsung is not like our Dropbox where you can move it. Then I text and asked Sui An to help. Then Hui Rong, very smart, he said, "Can, I will do it." How to convert to Dropbox? No. The first one, no. Stephanie one, no. Stephanie one was from the handphone one. The handphone one, just like the normal one, arrow one. There's nothing to move it on. The handphone one just play on it. You cannot go forward, backward. Cannot. Then I had to ask somebody to convert to Dropbox. Oh, Hui Rong very fast. Within a few minutes, she got it out. Then I try it on my computer. Wow, it turned out so clear. Very good. So in a way, it was
a blessing for all of us. Otherwise, if that sharing was not recorded, I think it will lose a lot of this, what they call favorable condition to impact upon Kayanamita to have the faith. We are supposed to inspire those who are very serious and very determined to walk this way, because Song is very sincere. She benefited from Mimi sharing earlier on, and she made that aspiration together with Sister Poli to also have the condition to develop this directly so that they also can understand the Dhamma. Then it just came through. That's why he is very keen to share, so that it can give rise to the same faith for you all to actually determine and aspire strongly. Because if you are sincere, the way will be there. You only need to have faith, sincerity, and persevere. Okay, now we can start the puja. Can those who are responsible come forward, or anybody who hasn't lighted the candle or what? Come forward, yeah. Padma Surya, you know, brought the flower, fruits. Who brought the fruit? Lily, come. You light, Anybody else? It's an occasion to rejoice, come. Okay, yeah. Where is Engbi? Yeah, okay. I let you sign this one first before I forget. Negative thing they call habitual tendency, but you do it positive thing until it become like your regular way of doing thing, then this become a virtue, very wholesome. You always rejoice with the goodness and wholesomeness of whatever people do. Then you can see the faith in what they do, their generosity, their wholesomeness, and the basis of meditation is to develop wisdom, and with wisdom actually comes virtue. That's it. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Without wisdom, there is no real virtue. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. True virtue only arises when there is understanding and wisdom. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. It's okay. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah. The cookie, yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah. There is one last cookie, huh, being offered. We should rejoice. We are near to Chinese New Year. That's why you got pineapple, you got cookie. Oh, another one coming. Okay, sadhu, we rejoice. We rejoice. Very good, very good. Don't worry. Sadhu, sadhu. Because these are the things that will arise when there is condition. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Actually, there is a very nice flower on the staircase there. Lily, yeah? I don't know whether it's artificial or real. Artificial, eh? Sadhu. But very beautiful. The lily were very beautiful. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Stephanie, come join here. Come, come, come. You pass your thing there. Stephanie's cake. Sadhu. You all should thank her for the recording last Tuesday. Otherwise, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Otherwise, you all will miss the sharing. And that sharing cannot be repeated on. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah, it was the condition at that time. So the last one is Stephanie's cake. She's very good at making cake. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. When you have this, what they call mudita or rejoicing, parami developer, you find that you're very happy. Every time when you see goodness, wholesomeness, you will rejoice inside. And there's a lot of joy, a lot of happiness. That's why they translate as sympathetic joy. But not sympathetic joy. You don't sympathize with the people or that person. You rejoice because you see wholesomeness. You see goodness. And you see their ability to cultivate this wholesomeness. That's why that rejoicing is very powerful. Where is the cake? Hasn't come back yet. We need to speed up a bit. Just hold and rejoice. Sadhu, then can pass on. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah, pass it on. Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, thank you so much. You all can be seated. Then we will start the chanting. Turn to page 4. Before the chanting, we pay respect to Sakyamuni Buddha and also Triple Gem. Bedang Pujemi. Dhammang Pujemi. Sanghang Pujemi. Okay. Turn to page 4. Start off with the Vandana, followed by the three refuges. Then after that, the five precepts. Then we will chant the puja offering. Then we will make aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all this offering. Then while doing all this, we can also rejoice. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tutiyampi sammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adina dana viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Kame so mitachara viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Musawada viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Sura meraya maja pama datana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Okay, we will now do the padipa puja. Ganna sarpa ditena ditpena tamanang sena tiloka dipang sambuddhang. Pujayami tamonudang ganda sambarayutena dupenahang sugang hina pujayaya pujaniyang tang puja bhajana muttamang vanna ganda gunopetang etang kusuma santatin pujayami munindasa siripada sarorohe pujayami buddhang kusumena mena pennena matena cha hotu mukhang pupang milayati yatta idang me kayo tatha yati vinasa bhavang adivase tuno bante paniyang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigang hatu muttamang. Okay, turn to the last page, page 18. We will recite the aspiration. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and condition to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses of the fire of defilement within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue, offering of significant of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the dana parami of generosity and the fruits of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soonest possible. Significance of offering of flower. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of this offering, may our spiritual faculties of sada, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers, sharing and transfer merits to all. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who had the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we pay respect to Sakyamuni Buddha. Huh? Then we can stop.
Focus of this meditation is to develop mindfulness
or awareness. After you have developed it, you have to stabilize it. So you need to actually start up with a skillful means or a technique or a method that can allow you to anchor the mind. So the Buddha suggested anapanasati, which is mindfulness of the in and out breath. You just have to maintain awareness in front of your nostril, because the breathing will go on naturally. Then like you feel your forehead, you feel your breathing. The moment the mind detects, just allow the mind to follow. Breathing in, mind is aware, means the breath and the mind move as one in harmony, perfect synchrony without thought, and that is anapanasati. So you just train silent. Every time this mind wanders off, you bring it back. Every time it wanders off, you bring it back. So this anapanasati is a very good way to train the mind, to stabilize it, to anchor it, so that it does not wander off, so that it will build up sati. When sati is there, inner peace will be strengthened, and inner well-being also will be strengthened. And you will start to experience a type of peace they call meditative calmness, or what they call piti. Piti is a spiritual calmness or peace born of a continuous awareness mind. The mind that is mindful and silent will give rise to calmness and piti. And this piti, you will develop into a very wholesome state, because it's an enlightenment factor, and it will actually draw you into meditation, because you will like to meditate. Well, for the first time, you experience this meditative peace, meditative calmness, meditative rapture. Then as you continue to relax and silent, it becomes more and more refined. Then you will experience what they call sukha or bliss. Our meditation is to continue to silence this mind and just relax into every mind state. Every mind state that develops, whether it's energy building up, concentration or what, you just relax into it and just allow this awareness to maintain its continuity. That's why the four support of meditation is very important. First support is relax. Relax body and mind. Then second support is just aware. If you already develop the awareness, you don't have to train. Then you just go into anapanasati and just stabilize it. For those who already know how to meditate and they want stabilize already, from sukha, if you continue to relax and silent, then your mind will reach a very quiet state of paucity. This is a very good state to be in. It's another enlightenment factor. Paucity is tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, the silent mind, the true mind. So when you can stay in paucity, your mind will be very calm, very clear, fully aware, and you will understand a lot of things that is going on, especially the five aggregates of form and mind, the mental aspect of it. You will start to understand how you function as a human being, how your senses operate, how upon contact, what happened. Is it according to the sutta in the book, or is it according to what you experience within your meditation? So if your mind is silent in paucity, it will understand, it will awaken. All of the Buddha Dhamma, the essential teaching that the Buddha teach, you can come to realize them within your own form of mind. You will witness the Four Noble Truths, the seven factors of enlightenment, the five hindrances, the five spiritual faculty, the three evil roots, and all those dependent origination that was described in the sutta. All this will come to you. So you only need to train that mind, stabilize it and silence. Then for those who already know how to meditate, always remember, when you reach the stage of paucity, you don't try to do anything. Don't go to sitting, touching, forget about everything, because by then, your mind is already very, very stable. The mindfulness is already very stable. The mind actually has entered sati. And when the mind is in sati, it actually don't need any support. The mind need not stay anywhere. The mind need not have any dwelling. That's why during this time, you continue to relax and silent and just aware around your heart area without a center. Then that spacious awareness will manifest. Then as you continue to silent, then it will detect the gateway. When it detects the gateway, it's very beautiful. All of your yin yang energy will melt inside there. Then you just silent, no need to do anything, continue to relax, maintain that awareness, don't try to know anything. Then sustain it for as long as you can. Then within the silence, you can understand a lot of things, because that is the true mind, the meditative mind, the silent mind. So I will allow you to continue to develop the training of the mind. Then after that, maybe in about 15 minutes time, I will ring the bell. Yeah? Then we can continue your second session. Okay. Okay. For those who still want to continue to meditate, you can continue. Put yourself in now slowly, mindfully, come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed. Then be very mindful of all action and all movement within the moment. Just relax and silent. How you move, how your hand turn, how it arise from that meditative posture, then how you even blink your eye, arise any activity or movement, maintain awareness, just the mind silently aware, be with the movement. This is the meditative mind that we have developed and trained. When it's trained, it's listened to you. When you want it to be silent, it will be silent. When you want it to be aware, it will just be aware. The meditative mind is heedful, silent, peaceful, and aware within. And you can use such a mind to live life, to develop the cultivation of the Noble Eightfold Path, to develop the wisdom. And such a mind is ever mindful, heedful, can contemplate and develop understanding very clearly. So the silent mind, the tranquil, still, peaceful mind, that is your true mind. Before the arising of thought, before the arising of any perception or knowing, just maintain the awareness within spacious and specific phenomena when you need to live life. Okay, now we will start off with the invocation to the devas. Page to turn to page 6. I will read the English version. Then after that, we will get Ingvi to help us to do the Pali chanting. Then we will together, after the invocation, chant the bandana, followed by the salutation to the Buddha Dhamma and the Sangha. Okay, invocation to the devas. In the universe, in their entirety, let these deities and devas come here. Let them hear the good doctrine of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is a time to listen to the doctrine. This is a time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. Pass the mic back to Ingvi. At the back there. Just pass it back.
Samantha Chakvalesu Atra gacchantu devata Saddhammang muni rajas Sunantu saggamokkhadang Dhamma savana kalo ayam badanta Dhamma savana kalo ayam badanta Dhamma savana kalo ayam badanta
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa Iti peso bhagava arahang sammasambuddho Vicacarana sampanno sugato lokavido anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manosana buddho bhagavati suakato bhagavata dhammo sanditiko akaliko ehi pasiko opanayiko pachyatang veditadbu vinohiti supatipanno bhagavato savakasango ujupatipanno bhagavato savakasango nyaya patipanno bhagavato savakasango samichi patipanno bhagavato savakasango yadidam chattari purisa yukane atta purisa pugala esa bhagavato savakasango ahuneyo pahuneyo dakkeneyo anjali karaneyo anutaram punyaketam lokasati sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect mindfully to Sakyamuni Buddha. and the faith that you develop and the many wholesomeness that you will encounter while on this trip. Learn how to make use of all this wholesomeness. Learn how to rejoice, make aspiration, determination. And many things can actually happen during these spiritual trips. So these spiritual trips are very, very different from other, what they call, spiritual trip that you had maybe gone to before. Those who have actually come onto our this spiritual trip to any of these way place or what they call places of significance, they will come to know that this type of spiritual trip is very, very unique, very special. And it can develop a lot of wholesomeness, a lot of parami, a lot of good condition for Dhamma to flow, for great aspiration to arise, for strengthening your faith and all those things. Then different spiritual places, they have different type of condition and situation behind. And you learn how to see the sign, to understand them. Then you learn how to develop the harmony within the Kayanamita group, which is very unique all the while. Then how the fellowship can actually help each other. How you are inspired, motivated by each other's wholesomeness. Then you develop your faith, you determine. Then you learn how to help each other, counsel and support each other to further develop this practice. Then you rejoice with all the wholesomeness. Then all this sharing and all the activity that we do while we travel, while we visit all these way places and great monks or teachers, there's a lot of wholesomeness that comes with it. Then this way place, like the recent Amazan trip and even our Anandagiri trip, the Kadina, they have great significance because of the great Bodhisattva Buddhas and the great being, their natures are there. If you can silence your mind, develop the faith, the Sadha and the Virya, you can tap a lot of very beautiful energy. Even every of this Thursday class, Tuesday class, Sunday class, you silence your mind. You draw and you tap, and they are very, very beautiful. Then you just silent and develop the understanding. So all these are described within the briefing, so you learn to develop the understanding so that in future, any of this spiritual trip that you go on, you will also know how to optimize what you are able to understand. Then even our annual retreat, Cameron Highland, which we are going to have this coming March, which is very fast, less than 2 months away, another 1.5 months, I think. So this retreat will be another very unique, special annual retreat. But this particular one, I think, is going to be a very different one because most Kayanamita has progressed a lot, especially the last 1 year. Then beginning of this year, we have moved into another very important field. The 2nd of January 2015, we had one sharing. But that one, we didn't call all Kayanamita because there was a special request from all those Kayanamita who are very strong in their faith and cultivation, who wrote to me, asked many questions regarding the cultivation. Then somehow we ended up with the Bodhisattva way. So we started the year with that sharing. So you don't worry, even if you are not there or not invited, we actually have the tape recorded. So later on, if you are serious and you really want to listen to it or what, you can just request from any of us. then we can actually provide it to you. But please don't go and simply share it out with other people, because these are for serious cultivators who can understand. Otherwise, it may lead to misunderstanding. Because human mind is very, very unpredictable. They are more interested in all those sidetrack chattering and comment, discussion and all that. They are not interested in what is the true gem that can help them to develop this understanding. Well, a lot of these are beyond people's normal understanding. If you are not the serious cultivator with the parami and the condition, you can never understand. Then it end up you use your mundane mind to try to command, and it will lead to a lot of negativity. So in order to prevent that, we need to be tactful. That's why I only invited those that have condition who have written to me, and those who are serious in their cultivation, then we had that sharing. Anyway, you don't worry. Even if you are not there, you later on when you are ready or when you are quite serious and you have the interest, you can just request. Then we can share. Then later on, as we move through this year 215, a lot of things is going to be published. And this will help Kayanamitta in a great way. And it can also bring forth the condition for other serious seekers of truth, cultivator and meditator who has an open mind, who is willing to read them. They will benefit tremendously from this sharing. Just give me a minute. Off this handphone. This is the first book that came out. Who are you? What are you? This is already very good. Then the next two book is also on the way. This one will break the Sakayaditi. Then it will also describe to you clearly who are you, what are you, and what that true nature is. Then he explained to you clearly the two nature, karmic nature and spiritual nature, and how you come as a living being, how you become what you are, then how from there you will continue if you don't take care of karma, if you don't develop the spiritual understanding to awaken, then how you will, life after life, repeat all this through the law of karma. So this is a very useful, like a blueprint for you to understand the cultivation. And it is very detailed, because this type of understanding is very rare. You can't find it in other books. Then there is also a Q&A that one of the sisters asked. I think Sister Mimi, she wants to actually benefit other Kayanamitta. He wants me to explain the difference between the Arahantship way and the Bodhisattva way. So these were all the conditions at that time. That's how this talk came about. Then there were conditions for this transcript to be done. So you all should thank those people who are responsible for it. It's written in the preface. Then we should rejoice because Kayanamitta Fund donated. So somebody volunteered to do the transcript, then many people have to do the proofreading, formatting and all those things, then the printing and all those things. We should rejoice and thank them. Shall we rejoice? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then the next book that will come out is also very important. It's the Heart Sutta Note. The compilation of all the Heart Sutta short notes that we have done over about 1.5 years of sharing at Wu Ping Jing Se. I think it's chapter 1 to 41. That one is a very beautiful text. It should be ready before Chinese New Year. So when that one come out, we will use Kayanamita Fund to print it. Yeah? It's going to cost about $15 a book, I think. But you don't worry. Yeah? Our Kayanamita Fund somehow, this year, funny condition just arise. We receive a lot of generous donation. We have today a total 20,000+ in our Kayanamita Fund. And we are going to sponsor all this printing. That's why the money all came in handy, yeah, for us to do all this wholesomeness. Then we are going to sponsor, as usual, every year, yeah, the Cameron Highland Retreat. Yeah. Kayanamita Fund will sponsor a certain sum towards the retreat. Yeah. The main one is the sponsoring of these Heart Sutta notes. Yeah. All the notes for the retreat will be from Kayanamita Fund. Yeah. You got money also, you cannot partake, but Kayanamita Fund will do all this. So this Kayanamita Fund is going to go a great way to enhance all the parami of all Kayanamitas. And you are sincere, you have the faith, you diligently cultivate. You only need to make the aspiration, have the positive mind. Then everything will unfold. And your pure and sincere wish will come true. Mm. Well, these parami are very, very unique and very beautiful. And the Heart Sutta notes, based on what I have actually gone through, because they sent it to me to edit, then I compiled it up. When I read through it, I was so surprised. Well, the Heart Sutta is such a unique teaching. So much so, all of the teaching that I've been teaching and sharing with you based on my understanding and whatever Buddha Dhamma that has arisen during those times, they are all there. So you don't have to worry anymore. Even if you have not listened to all the tape and all those things, you will get the Dhamma there. But you need to slowly, slowly, with a lot of patience and heedfulness, reflect on them and read through them. The gems are all there. Everything that I have shared with Kayanamitas over the last 10 years, they are all inside there. That is like your handbook. Yeah. And I have also included under the appendix the Heart Sutta, English and Mandarin version. Then the third appendix is very important. That is the note that came from the transcript of the talk in April 2014 when we were sharing this, I think, fifth Satipatthana Kam meditation class. That was the note that Song kept on reading when he was at this retreat, and all the understanding and penetration came from there. Because those are spoken from the silent mind, the free mind. That's why when you have that understanding through your own cultivation, then every word stand up. Everything become very clear. So I have purposely put it on the appendix 3 so that it can be very complete. It includes the Krishnamurti code on awareness. Definition of what sati is. Sati is the silent. The first word is silent. Then choiceless observation means you observe silent without making any judgment or choice of what is. What is the reality. Mm. Then before that, it also explained to you clearly, because there was a question Q&A during that session, is Mahayana chanting also meditation, very detailed explained. Then based on that Jai Krishnamurti code, I share very clearly on what is thought-based meditation and what is awareness-based meditation. And inside that sharing, you will penetrate if you have the faith and you diligently, through your silent mind, silence yourself, cultivate. Then when you connect and have the understanding, you read again, it's completely different. You will awaken very fast. Mm-hmm. So this book will come out. Yeah. It's quite thick, I think. It's something of this size. But this one is normal quality paper. This one is the initial, what they call notes that we use during the sharing. Not formatted, not standardized and all those things. But later on we formatted it, standardized it, put in the content. I wrote the preface and the introduction, and hopefully, yeah, when it come out, it will be beautiful. Yeah. We wanted to spend some time doing it. So we should thank all the Kayanamita who has helped out in this, because it's very elaborate. 40-over chapter. Then we also have this next book coming out. This one, I think some of you have read it before as a seminar note. It was also in the email. I was invited to Bangkok, 2013 August, to attend an international seminar on life management via meditation. This particular seminar, I was invited to give a talk, a seminar paper to explain how you can actually use the Buddhist understanding, Buddhist meditation, to help you understand life, to develop the wisdom needed for you to live life. So in that particular paper, I was able to summarize all of the great teaching of Lord Buddha and explain clearly the Four Noble Truths and how it linked to all the other teachings, how the other teachings spin up from there, then the benefits of meditation, then how to understand the teaching as a complete, what they call Dhamma. Because the Four Noble Truths is like the secret of life that explain clearly to you all of life, both the mundane and the supramundane aspect. Then we also talk about the present moment awareness. We equate life to existence, existence to time. So time, the whole spectrum of time, past, present, future, that I used to share with you there or there. Then on success in life, mundane, together with the supramundane, the complement it. Without the spiritual understanding, the Buddha Dhamma, your life is still incomplete. And they are all the important related issue about life. It's basically on understanding life via meditation, following the Dhamma way. So that title is very, very important. Then, apart from these two that is coming out, we also have another two. It's in the process. I have finished the editing for the Klang Talk, Sabba Asavak Sutta. The title is Knowing and Seeing. That one is going to be another very beautiful one. It will complement what we earlier on had. This one goes specific into the cultivation. The Sabba Asavak Sutta, seven ways to bring about wisdom, to actually bring about the destruction of all asavak or defilement. Then we have the other book on emptiness. Also another Klang Talk. Somehow the Klang Talk turn out to be very unique. And the emptiness book, I think, the moment it come out, it is going to make clear to a lot of Buddhists or cultivators the true meaning of emptiness. And they will have a very strong different perception and understanding of what this teaching is. Because Theravada seems to have doubt on this emptiness teaching. They are only familiar with anatta. But in the Pali script or text, they also have this word sunyata, which is emptiness. So it's actually part of the Buddha's teaching, core teaching. So all these are going to come out and fall into place. And also like 2014, you have received a lot of very important notes. You need to file them out. The three turning of the Four Noble Truths. Then the one that I think Kayamita has prepared for you, especially Sister Ellen. She did. Ever since she came on, she only came on stream last year, end of 2013, I think. But he officially attended the class after Chinese New Year. You know. It's about a year or so. But she actually contributed a lot of very good notes. I think she's here. I saw her. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then many other Kayamita, like Pamasuri, the husband, Brother Tion, then Eng Bei, Sui An, Mi Fong, my wife there, Stephanie, Yun Chan, and many. They have helped actually in the what they call transcript and all this thing. Then many Kayamita, they contributed in different ways. That's why all these are very wholesome. Then like Brother Song, last Tuesday again, she shared a very inspiring sharing. So tonight, I don't want to take up too much of your time. That's why I end the meditation early, so that I still have time. So now, 9:30, we got 1 hour. Shall we invite Brother Song to share again? Just briefly. Then after that, I will explain this in a very what they call actually what he explained was already very good, so I will try to make it more clear for you, understand? Then there is another part that I saw only this morning which was very beautiful. That's why I want to share with you all. Actually this poem that he received when he was in Burma meditating, all of a sudden, when everything fell into place, and suddenly this poem just came up. Then he reflected and contemplated, and all the beautiful Dhamma came up. Then he already shared a few. I will explain later. Then the last part is, within this four line, the poem, the first three line, can you see or not? I put the triple gem. This is the hint. Actually, the first three lines is a triple gem. Maybe I explain this first. Then it becomes more beautiful. Those who don't understand Mandarin, you have to maybe pardon us. Because Mandarin is a language that can actually express the Dhamma so beautifully. So anyway, I will just read. Sun is body, like you can see here, form, your physical form, your body. Sun sai, four, this is Buddha. Guo is land, Buddha land. Then sing is your mind, understand? Sing zhong yu fa, means within your mind there must be Dhamma, understand? A living being that don't have Dhamma is heedless, understand? And if you are heedless without the Dhamma, you become miserable. Okay? Then, third one is very beautiful. Ming sing jian sing. Ming is like when you have clarity of mind, brightness of mind. When you understand something, they say, Ming liao, Ming bai. When your mind has this clarity and understanding, it will actually realize that nature. It will connect to that nature. So actually this one is enlightenment, anasana. When you have this Bing Sing Qian Sing, you will become enlightened. You will awaken because you already connect to the true nature. So that's why I asked him to write here. This is the triple gem, the Sangha. Sun, Sun Ren, Sun, Arya. In Pali is Arya. The enlightened disciple of the Buddha, Aryan Sangha. Sangha. Then the last word is Liao Zi Kong Xing. When you penetrate through emptiness nature, you will definitely awaken. So if you look at this three line, what Brother Song identified was beautiful. He said, you have a physical body form, then you have the mind. So this form and mind, you see, if you were to read it this way, sen xin ming liao, means what? Means what? You have understood what form and mind is. That's why you penetrate all the Dhamma. Then you look at this few words, you see. Form and mind plus the nature. This is your nature. This is your zi xing, your true nature. Or original nature, your true mind. But it's not a being, it's not a person. It's not an entity. When you have form and mind, then you have the unconditioned, which is the true nature thing. Then all these three, you see, they are also empty. Understand? That's why kong. Kong is sunyata, emptiness. So this was what Brother Song realized and able to share with us. That's why that he got so much joy when he went through the whole thing. The rest you can listen to the recording. It's very well presented. And his sincere intention is to inspire Kayanamita to actually have faith so that you also confidently, diligently, together with the faith, walk this way and make the necessary aspiration. Because he benefited from another Kayanamita sharing earlier on, maybe many, I think maybe a year or two ago, or maybe longer, I forgot already. Because during that sharing, she talked about direct seeing and how she experienced all those things and how she transformed and all. Then because of that, that time Sister Polai and Brother Song, they were very good friends. They say, how nice if we can make the necessary aspiration and one day also realize the direct seeing so that we can also develop the understanding and the transformation. That would be beautiful. And very fast, not long, Polai got it much earlier. Then later on, Song's faith was very strong. That's why later on he determined then he did the necessary, that he also got it connected. And that was a few months back, I think 4 months back, 4 or 5 months back. But the last 4 or 5 months was fantastic. A lot of things just happened because the moment you connect, you will understand many things. So what happened was, because he benefited from this, that's why he wants to have this sincere sharing so that you all can also develop that inspiration, so that you can also make that aspiration. And it can be done. It's not difficult. You only need to have 3 things. The faith, the sincerity, and the perseverance. Determination to do it. Then the other thing that I came to realize this morning was, apart from this, I said, this poem has a very powerful setting. And it gives us the condition for me to share to you on the deeper meaning of the Triple Gem. Where this Triple Gem, the Buddha has advised all Buddhists, cultivators, the monks, to take refuge. And living beings got very limited understanding of what refuge is. The true refuge is very important, very powerful. Because the Buddha already explained, there is no other refuge safe apart from the Triple Gem. And what are the Triple Gem? The Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. So this one, Sen Zai Fo Guo, the meaning is very deep. This one is actually take refuge in the Buddha, understand? When you take refuge in the Buddha, means every life you come with the physical form, you must take refuge in the Buddha, understand? So that you like live in the Buddha land, understand? The rhyme of the Buddhas. If you don't take refuge, your body cannot be in the Buddha land or Buddha realm. That's not. And those pure land cultivation, they aspire to take birth in the pure land, which is the Buddha land. Jingdu, pure land. So this is the first meaning. So you take refuge with the Buddha. This is the first refuge. Then, xing zhong yu fa means your mind, when you come as a living being, you must have Dhamma. That's why you take refuge in the Buddha Dhamma. That's why fa. Then, the moment this form of mind realizes the truth, ming xing, jian xing, means that being will become enlightened as well. That's why when you have Ming Xing Jian Xing, you become a saint. You become an Arya. Understand? You become a noble one. Understand? That's why the third gem, the Aryan Sangha, is here. When you take refuge in the triple gem, he said, you will definitely realize this enlightenment. Liao Zi Kong Xing. This is the friction. The moment you realize this friction, you will end up as one of the Aryas, the Sangha. Understand? And this is a very deep meaning of taking refuge. When you take refuge means what? You give your life to that refuge. That's why you must commit yourself to have faith in the Buddha and his teaching and determine to follow his advice. Understand? Advice of the Buddha is what? Avoid all evil, the good, and purify the mind, train the mind, develop the cultivation. So that's why you have to go to the second refuge. After you take refuge in the Buddha, you have to take refuge in the Dhamma. Otherwise, you cannot cultivate. So this one is like the first phase of Dhamma. Understand that? When you take refuge in the Buddha, you learn the teaching, the learning of the doctrine. This is Pariyatti. Then you put it into practice, Xing Zhong Yu Fa, Patipatti, second stage of Dhamma. Then when you realize the enlightenment, this becomes the friction, the third phase of Dhamma, Pativeda. So all these are very beautiful. And they are very simple. Understand? So this is the sharing that I want to share with you all tonight. I hope it can benefit you. And the very deep meaning is when you take refuge means you really, really understand what refuge is. You not only create affinity so that every time you arise, well, that was the first stage when I shared with you all. Every time you take refuge, because you have this refuge, it set the base for affinity and causes and conditions for you to connect every time there is this Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. But the deeper one, because nobody cultivates until that, that's why I cannot share. But now, because a few have already developed it, that's why with song sharing, we can share this deeper aspect of the refuge in the Triple Gem. So when you take refuge in the Buddha, means Xing Zai Fo Guo, means you must actually have faith in the Buddha and his teaching, and you hold it closely to your heart. That's how you develop affinity with all those great beings, the great Buddhas and all the Bodhisattvas. And when you have refuge, it brings forth great condition, because their vow, their perfection, their wisdom, their virtue, they are there for you to tap. And their nature, they are ever radiating for the cultivator of the way. They say their nature bring forth great condition. Yeah. That's why you look at our Kayanamita, how the Buddha Rupang come, how our affinity with Sumero and all those things. And 2014 was a classic year. That's why before it started, I already predicted the Dhamma will flourish within the Kayanamitas. And we got so many of these great spiritual trips for 2013. It started off with a retreat in March. Then, May, we went to Taiwan, the three great way places. Actually, four. We found the last one when we were there. 东禅什么禅师啊 ？No， 中台 ，sorry，very good， 中台禅师。Then we went to Fakusan. That was a beautiful place. That's where the Bodhisattva vow, the book came. Then we went to Ciji. Yeah? That's how compassion in action. Then we went to Foguang. Yeah? Foguang is a what they call center of great Buddhist learning. So that was very beautiful, very complete. Then after that, we went for Anandagiri. That particular katina was very beautiful. The three great beings, nature, Sakyamuni, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva and Maitreya, the consecration and all those things. We were given the honor to co-sponsor the katina and at the same time do the chanting for the consecration of Kuan Yin. Then some of the Kayamita also the next day do it for Maitreya. But when we were there making the offering, all the three nature, they were so powerful. The energy was so strong. Then of course you all saw from the photo, that particular beautiful photo. Yeah. So all this just happened before we make the offering. And I can feel that day it was very different. Then later on, Ermei-san also meant to be. We delayed the trip, and when it happened, because there are many Kayamita who has the affinity. Yeah. So all this, there are causes and conditions behind. Then this year, I'm not supposed to take anybody to anywhere. Somehow, the condition fall into place. They requested for Putosan. So I've agreed. Yeah. It's in September. But the places are limited, please. You don't expect everybody can go, because we really have to accord with what we can have there, because we try to have one bus. It's supposed to be about 32, but we managed to book only 25 seats on the aeroplane. It's a group booking. Then three of us, we upgrade to business class, so we got 28 seats, something of that. But the registered number is a lot, so we may not have much places, but we prefer serious cultivator who has affinity Kuan Yin. I told Paramasuri, especially the group that did the chanting, the Kuan Yin chanting. If you are interested, you contact Paramasuri and let me know. Then we try to sort out. You let us know that you have the condition and you are interested. Then I will make the final decision so that people don't complain. So otherwise, very difficult. We try our best to do what we can, but it's not something that you should crave to go. If condition is there, it will happen. It's meant to be. And my nature somehow can feel and understand. So we just announce that particular thing. Then, apart from all this, we also have our Thursday class growing. Then the Rupang came. We got the consecration and all things. Then Sumeru visit, was very beautiful. Then this year, our 10th anniversary coincided with my 60th birthday. You all witnessed Kayamita did up such a great, what they call, you call what? That one, the book, with all the picture. It's like a tribute to actually explain so many things. And all the Dhamma inside there, You all better go back, if you got time, on back the CD. Look at the Dhamma. The Dhamma, the essential pointer are all there. Like Kan San, Si San, Kan San, Pu Si San, Kan San, Yu Si San, it's all there. Then a lot of important pointers are also there. So that's why 2014 was a great year for Kayamita, and a lot of Kayamita, they progress very fast. The Dhamma flourish really, really bright, beyond my own expectation too. Then everything just like fall into place, and we can look forward to a greater 2015. The signs are there. A lot of things is going to happen, and some of you may not know. But when it happens, you will like song there, or many of them rejoice like anything. Then you have a lot of gratitude, a lot of this faith, unshakable, and all those things. Because the conditions are there. Okay? So with this, yeah, I will end. Then maybe we pass to Brother Song to share. Then later on, must get Ellen to share the Wat Na Long. She was the only one who didn't share your retreat there, because Mi Fong and Alien, they already share early on. So you can start your sharing. He has to use Mandarin, sorry, because he's more conversant in Mandarin.
Sharing 已经在拜了，对，but
so 你 summarize 起来 then add whatever you want to add.
Actually, sati 是非常的重要。sati is very important.
Yes.
我从去那个阿加安南的那个 retreat 到这一个苗妈的 retreat， 我就是只是看那个 sati 的那个 notes.
Yes.
In fact, 我在 Burma 的时候，我在想。 在这个三四天的 meditation， 我要做什么？然后我就后来我那时我去的时候很匆忙，我只拿到这个 sati 的 note，然后我就每一天只是看那个 note，然后从那个 note，我就一直慢慢的去
contemplate，reflect，that's
why 我就 benefit a lot from
that note is in the heart sutta appendix 3，that note。
Actually， 在这个 one month 里面很多的什么，就很多的东西是什么发现，happening。那有时有一天我在 evening 的时候，哇，我整个人进入ecstasy。
But this one not based on ecstasy pill. This one is based on inner joy.
Yeah.
A lot of ecstasy. That is what the Arya will experience.
And then 我也在 because of 的这个 sati， 我也看到了这个 the law of karma 的厉害。 因为
how potent law of karma is。
因为我的老板请了一个 assistant 给我4年， 他都不要讲话的。 那个嘴巴都不要开的，但他又人很好，
okay. yeah.
也是会做工很 responsibility， 但是他做完了就是不要开口，不要 report， 什么都不要讲。 然后我的老板，我跟我老板谈，我们老板讲，他人这样好，只是不要开口 ，what to do？ 他又很 responsibility， 你骂他，他也这样子，他就是不要开口。 But during this retreat 的时候，我才看到，原来我在我的 form 4 form 5 的时候，我就是这样子对我的妈妈。因为那是 form 4 form 5 的时候，
that's how karma manifests.
那时候我的妈妈很怕我变坏，还她 control 我很厉害，还打我，鞭我，就是不要给我出门。哇，我很生气，我就不要跟她讲话。Exactly， 我的 assistant 这样子来对我。 所以我在这个 retreat 里面就看到，哇。 The law of karma.
Cause and effect.
When 他有那个 condition 的时候，
it will manifest.
It will manifest.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. This is a new sharing. Then maybe I will help refresh a bit. You all go back and listen to that tape you want. But this part very important. Because he came to realize one thing. This mundane mind, without the sati, it is really, really heedless. And it can give rise to so much suffering. And because his mind at that time transformed, the silent mind was so clear. That's why he was able to understand all that. And he saw all the suffering. He saw the two things, the mundane mind and the nature. The nature is so different. When he is aware with the sati and heedful, the mundane mind loses its power. Cannot do anything. But the moment that one is not there, this one is ever willing to reel his ugly head. And he saw the greed, the craving, the whatever negativity, the emotion, the fear, the insecurity, and all this negativity just manifest. Then at one stage he said, it's like a wave of tsunami attack. The thought, so powerful it came. Then he realized living being really, really miserable, suffer. without sati, without yoniso manasikara, wisdom at the moment of sense experience, you cannot deal with this delusion. You cannot deal with life. And he started to experience and understand them. And the understanding was so deep, you know. He saw how the mind actually, through delusion, can condition you into so much negativity, you know? And the heedlessness, is it? He gave this example very good, is it? Initially, it's like watching TV. Huh? You're watching TV from outside. Huh? Then after that, you get lost in thought. You become part of the TV program, actor and actress. And so you get yourself involved. Then later on, you become so heedless, you go and get your friend and other also involved. You go and talk about it, share, and like very excited. Then the whole mind becomes so crazy. And that is how suffering comes to be. Then he realized what Polai earlier on when she received the connection and transformation and understanding, how Polai went back and actually help the mother. Yeah, you know, old people, especially mother, who gone through a lot of suffering, because Polai's mother has been having this, what they call, very severe type of, like, sort of near to depression, really. Because the husband is very dominating, and she very scared of the husband. And every time Polai go back, that is how the mother will pour out all those things to her understand. And 2014 was the year after he understood this. He went back and straight away tell the mother, why are you not tired of this type of game? They spoke Mandarin. Those who understand Mandarin, they will know. To her, it's like, it's a game of suffering. No? You have been playing this game for so long. No? You still want to play, not tired. You every time go back, keep on repeating the same type of complaint and story, you know, what the husband did to her, means poor like that and all that. And keep on repeating, you know, all those unhappy things in effect. This is not life, no. This is suffering and this is misery. And you have been holding on to it through what? Accumulation, asana, deposited through memory. And that was what Song saw also there. Then he recalled those things. That's why the contemplative wisdom fall into place. And when you have that understanding, you penetrate into what they call the deeper aspect of the second turning of the Four Noble Truths. The second turning of the Four Noble Truths, the Buddha say, this noble truth of dukkha for the first noble truth is to be understood. Remember? Then we go to the five daily contemplation and other things. But this one is like what I described in the talk I gave in Klang, knowing and seeing. The later part there, I will read to you all one of these days, or when the book comes out, you can read yourself. How when the mind transform is so sensitive, it has the ability to feel all these things. Then the deep compassion will just arise, that it can just understand. That you will never play this type of game again. Because you see how delusion can be so miserable, can make a person so heedless, and can bring forth such great suffering to humanity. That's why at that time when he was there, when he felt all this, the heart was very heavy, and he just had that compassion. That's why you will make that vow to liberate all beings, because this is really suffering, and real suffering, true suffering, and he saw it. And initially, the packing and unpacking one that he mentioned in the talk and the sharia, you cannot stop one, because this is how the nature show it to you, that this is suffering. And why? It's because sati is not there. That's why when he realized all this is because the mind lacks sati, lacks mindfulness. Sati that has to be stabilized until it's ever mindful, until it becomes heedful. Then thought has got no power over you. then the mundane mind has got no more power over you. Then delusion will be rooted out. But you have to see them clearly. That's why before he came back, because as he cultivate, he reflect, he contemplate. That's why he did a lot of second turning contemplation. And this second turning contemplation helped him. Because after the Tuesday talk, he met me at the gate there. He talked to me again. He said, the moment he came in, actually, Tuesday before the class started, there was full of gratitude and joy. Then he came forward and paid respect. Then he wanted to say something, but for 10 minutes, full of that thing, he cannot say anything until later on. I said, it's okay. Then we start the class. Then later on, after the whole class finished, then when he was about to leave, we continued to talk for about, I think, 10 minutes. He told me he got so much question to ask me at that time when he experienced all those things. But he knew very few people can talk to him and let him understand and share this joy and all those things. But the beautiful thing is, like I told him, this thing, once you're connected, you don't really need a teacher. You can understand yourself. You only need to contemplate and reflect. That's why as he contemplate and reflect, he realized a lot of the answers just come. That's why he just start to understand all those things. Then there was so much joy. And all this come from the second turning contemplative wisdom. That's why initially, like I told you, the path and fruition is like that. Initially, when you connect, you go through that cessation, a glimpse of it. It's not stable yet. But awaken already. Already it understood. Means you're on the path already. You cannot go wrong already. You cannot deviate already. Because he understand very clearly what suffering is and the cause behind. So now he need to stabilize this understanding so that later on he can express it out, share with people, use words and all those things. That's why all this Dhamma sharing and the words that I use, it doesn't come overnight. Remember I told you? The year 1989 until the year 2004, 15 years, I didn't do anything. But this thing stabilized. That's why path and fruition is like that. When you are on the path, you never deviate anymore. The fruition will arise when the stability or understanding is there. So because of that, all this will happen. Then the beautiful thing about all this is, after it stabilized, the understanding is so different. You can express the understanding in like day-to-day life example, real life example. And you can apply the Dhamma like in normal daily life. And it's so different from the theoretical Dhamma. Yeah. That's why all those things that he shared, you go back and listen again with this explanation, it becomes a lot more meaningful and clearer. And you can understand why he said there was so much joy and ecstasy within. So this is what I want to share so that we can allow him to continue. So you can continue for another 5 minutes or so maybe.
Okay. After the whole month, actually, when I have sati, I always 看回去，我就 realize sati is very important. And then 在最后一天的时候，我就 understand actually 我们的这个 body and mind 只是一个 vehicle， 让我们去 experience，
yeah.
跟去 cultivate， 跟 understanding and realize the Buddha Dharma. 因为 actually the awaken 不是这个 form and mind。
Yeah.
因为这个 form 它会一直慢慢的老去，
correct, correct,
它会死掉，
correct.
这个 four element 会 disperse，
yeah.
And then 这个 mind， if 如果你要 contemplate 的话， 这个 mind 一定要 silent，
yeah.
Then 一个会死掉， 一个会 silent， then
yeah.
who is the person to enlighten，
yeah, yeah. So
我在最后一天的时候， 我就 awaken 的就是说，
yeah.
这个 form and mind just only as a vehicle，
yeah.
Connected
to that nature. Very good. You will come to know. That's why I've been telling you all that this form of mind is just a vehicle, chemically conditioned out for us to use. Vehicle is like this body, take you around then the mind is like a tool, understand or not? But because it's connected to the nature, because he connect, then that nature know how to silent. And the moment is silent, he can see things as they are. Then he can awaken. And when he awaken, this wisdom is in the nature, understand or not? That's why this wisdom connected to this form and mind. Form and mind no longer deluded, understand or not? But that form and mind is not you, understand? They are conditioned arising entity, component thing. It will disperse. But because when that form and mind come as a vehicle through the karma, there is this nature connected, karmic nature and spiritual nature. But karmic nature continuously condition the form and mind. That's why you are born of it, here to it, conditioned and supported by it. You are what you are because of it. This one, the Buddha, refers to your form and mind, understand? Nama Rupa, the human being. But there is another unconditioned, the spiritual nature. It's all in this book, who you are, what you are, the green book. You read through, you understand. This one is separate. This one you cannot inherit until you connect. Until you can silence your mind and connect that nature. Then the moment you connect, just like his case, and many other cases, you will inherit. Then you will understand by itself. Because this Dhamma is Pachetang, can be realized only the wise, each for themselves. That's why you must go through the awakening and understanding. Then it will continue to unfold. Then the contemplative wisdom becomes very powerful, just like what I say. You keep on understanding things, because your mind is already heedful. You are no longer heedless. And the path is already there. You're very clear about what this thing. You know what suffering is. You know the cause behind. And you will awaken. That's why he said, like, click before he came back. The noble truth has been understood. So these are the things that will happen. And it's very beautiful. That's why, with that understanding, a lot of what they call cultivator of the way, if they can reach this understanding, they will be beautiful. Otherwise, they are still thought-based. Thought-based meditation, very difficult to see, where the thought is very, very devious. Just like the 50 deviant samadhi, is very devious. This thought is very deceiving. It can actually, through delusion, self-delusion, sakadidhi, twist and turn and do a lot of things to confuse the living being. Okay, very good. Hi, you some more.
最后一个。我想跟所有的卡纳米达 share 的就是 actually, two years 我来 Bradu 的 class 的时候，我也是像大家一样，就是什么也不知道，就只是然后过后，因为我在对。我听了一年的 Dharma talk, then 我有 confidence, 就是你一直教我们一定要做这个 Sada, 要 build up,
faith,
Sada. That's why, then after that, 我只是做一个 Sada,
faith,
就是 it build up 我的 faith, then 他就 bring me to connect that,
that's
all, 所以不需要去做其他的。
不用的。That's why spiritual faculty is the most important.
所以我只是想给大家知道，就是只要去 build up 你对这个Triple Gem 的这个 confidence,
对，
然后去 ask for forgiveness,
然
后去做 bowing, 就 OK 了的。Then after that, 当你一 connect 了，你什么都不用做，你只是要做 relax,
silent.
That's all.
Then the understanding will keep on arising. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Shall we rejoice? Okay. Sadhu, sadhu. So it's very simple there. No need to do anything. Develop the faith. So then ask for forgiveness. Then do the bowing. Develop the mindfulness. Stabilize it. Take refuge. Then everything will happen on its own. Relax and silent. You will understand. Don't try to know. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Now we pass to Alan.
Okay, before I go straight to the Wan Na Luang reporting, just allow me to share a little bit.
Okay, sadhya.
Because usually in December, like end of the year, I'll do a review of the past
oh,
year.
Oh, very good.
And then make new resolutions for a year ahead.
Oh, sadhya,
my last year's resolution was very simple. It's just to make sure I attend every single Thursday class as long as I'm not sick or traveling.
Oh, sadhu, sadhu.
And then I think I did pretty well.
Yeah.
And to make sure I diligently understand the Dharma that's being shared.
Sadhu.
But that also I have to thank Brother Teo for giving me a very good foundation for a good understanding of the Dharma. Because that's a very good platform when I listen to other Dhamma teachers.
Ah, then you can actually understand clearly. You can follow and understand.
Yes.
Then you can see the difference if there is any.
Right. And at the same time also, I spend some time doing kind of like spring cleaning, decluttering.
Very important.
Decluttering of, so that I'm not a hoarder.
Yeah, yeah.
Decluttering of my physical space, my digital space. Digital space is very easy to declutter. Just delete. And then exit.
Sadhu. The analogy is very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then the next is my mental space, which I'm doing all the time.
Very good.
That comes to making resolution for this year and the years ahead. It has also something to do with what Longpo taught us in Wat Nau Lang. He challenged us, saying that you know, all of you know what dukkha is, but do you really understand?
Sadhu.
You know,
very good.
So he challenged us. Yeah. And he said, look deep into your dukkha.
Sadhu.
Don't run away from it.
Yeah.
Don't try to have any self denial.
Yeah.
Conceal it.
Correct.
And then think you're fine or know something to that effect.
Yes.
But keep looking into it.
Very good.
Have the courage to look into it.
Yes.
And then at the same time, he said, sati is your protector.
Yeah.
It startled me. Sati is my protector. It protects you when the kilesas.
Yeah.
You know, as far as the kilesas are concerned. So I said, okay, what I'll do from this year onwards, I'm going to step up my practice, intensify my effort into stabilizing my sati, developing further on the sati. I'm lacking on the stability. It fluctuates. So that's my resolution for this year. I'm going to do that.
I need to advise you on how to achieve it faster. You make aspiration, invoke power of merits and wholesomeness, because by now, your wholesomeness, your merits, your blessing, because you keep the precept with understanding, then you're very sincere, you have the faith, and you have a lot of wholesomeness, the meritorious actually. You invoke the power of merits for causes and conditions for you to realize this stable sati, to be ever mindful as soon as possible, and it will manifest. Then you have to continue to develop the bowing. Don't try to know, just bow until body and mind as one. Then when sati arise, you will understand. Just like song sharing in the Tuesday class, you go and listen. He meditated until there was one day. He went for, I think, his meal. I don't know whether breakfast or lunch, I don't know. Lunch, huh? He said, how come that day the eating is so different from all other day? He said that day, no need effort on, no need anything on. Suddenly the mind is silent. That's why before that he can just meditate without thought for 2 hours in the sitting. Just the pure awareness, pupa, the heartbeat, the vibration. Because when the true mind has the sensitivity, there is no word, no concept, nothing. It's just that silent, the awareness that is aware, fully aware, the awareness. Then what happened was, he said when he was eating that night, everything was so clear now. The sati was natural, automatic. That's why no need to note. No need to have an intention or an effort to be mindful. No need to note chewing, or lifting, eating. No. All of the movement activity, every movement, every instant, there is clarity without words. Then everything like so clear. Then he understood what sati was. Then later on when he went out, he was contemplating, reflecting. Then he saw this bamboo tree. Then all of a sudden, when he looked at it, because the mind already silent, the direct seeing came. Then he saw, what is this? Never see like that before. No concept, no word, nothing. Just that thing as it is. Then the mind start to ask questions. What is this? How come like that one? Then suddenly the thought from behind, bamboo tree. Pop! The moment bamboo tree, he realized what I have been sharing. The direct seeing is the awareness before the knowing, before the perception. The moment perception arises, the thought arises, you are preoccupied with the thought. You are lost in thought. You become heedless already. Understand not? That's why the direct seeing, when you are already silent, it was sitting as they are on its own. But you need to live life, understand not? That's why I said the two are very close. That true mind, the nature which is without thought, without anything, the unborn, the eternal life. This one, you have to be silent, then only you can connect and be fully aware. And the awareness is very beautiful. Yeah. You can be aware internally, externally. Yeah. But the chattering mind, the mundane mind which is next to it, which by now, because he saw the suffering, everything, you must go to that level of sati, silent mind, stability, that can feel your nature and so sensitive. Then when you reflect on suffering, that is a higher contemplation. Then he will know what suffering is. This is the first noble truth of dukkha. This noble truth of dukkha is to be understood. He will understand it very clearly. Then the cause of its arising also. He will understand everything. Because that mind is so sensitive. Then later on, he will move on to another phase, which will lead to the cessation, the stability of it. That time, the mind becomes so sensitive. It's described in, I think, this book. I don't know whether this book or the Klang Sabha Asavak book. It becomes so sensitive until every moment of perception, every moment of feeling, every moment of activity of mind, the very fine suffering within you can feel. And the mind just doesn't want to do anything. Because the moment you use this mind, everything that arises is suffering because the mind has become so sensitive. Understand? And that is the true penetrative understanding of what dukkha is. Then during that time, the mind will not do anything. There's a cessation of form and mind can happen. Then you will have that wisdom. You want to suffer, you go and think, go and use this mind. Even the perception of it is already suffering. The feeling of it is already suffering. No need to say, go and think and use it. No. Understand? It will reach that state. Then I already predicted later on, his mindfulness will become continuous for 24 hours. Even in the sleep, it will go in. Then when you wake up, it's like you never sleep. Everything that goes on within the conscious and subconscious and unconscious state while you go through the sleep, that sati is fully aware. You can see how the mind wants to create dream, subconscious release and all those things. You can see them. That's why no condition I cannot share, because when I share, if living beings use the thought, they cannot understand. So now that there is condition, that's why things can actually be shared. And just maintain an open mind. Whatever you cannot understand, let things be. Because it's recorded. Later on, after you cultivate, when you transform, you listen again. Just like what now Song realized, that note was so beautiful. Everything that was described there, he understood it so clearly now. That's how he understood sati has got nothing to do with discipline, attention, and all those things. It got nothing to do with those noting and all those things, the thought-based thing. Completely different. So all this cultivation, as you progress, your mind transform, your understanding transform, then the contemplative wisdom stabilize. Then one day, when condition is fulfilled, any of the turning, first, second, or third turning, you will awaken. Then you will connect. And the moment you connect, you move very, very fast. Okay? Yeah. Alan, you can continue. Yeah, sadhu. Very good. So now you can continue your sharing. You want to share your Wat Nalong? Oh, your Wat Nalong haven't. You say only your aspiration, what you want to do this year. Oh, you share a little bit on Long Po.
Actually, for me personally, it's the first time I've been to a forest monastery.
Retreat. Oh, sadhu.
And a retreat in a forest monastery.
Yeah.
And Long Po actually, I kept an open mind, but really when I see him, he really strikes me as one who is full of compassion.
Yeah, sadhu.
And then I notice when he talks to the lay people, he's full of compassion, but he's very stern with
the monk. Sadhu. Sadhu.
Yes.
Very good.
But sometimes when he's sharing are so profound, I stopped writing. Actually, I just stare at him.
Yeah. Sadhu. Very good.
Yeah. It's like, wow, this is like so profound.
Yeah. Very
what you
beautiful.
Want is just to listen rather than writing.
Don't the write anything. Just
so
listen.
Sometimes my notes is like hanging halfway.
Never mind. It's okay.
But anyway, sometimes at certain times when he talked, I was like, is it talking to just humans or non-humans? Because sometimes he will say things like, use Nibbana as your meditation object.
Yeah.
If you can use Nibbana as a meditation object, you're already an anagami.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, wow, must be people from the pure abodes around here. So, but anyway, it's really profound teaching.
Yeah, yeah.
He gave seven talks, very 2 hours. When he walked,
sadhu.
He has problem walking, but when he talked, he's full of energy.
Yeah. Because when the Dhamma comes from the heart, the nature, his vibration is very different.
Yeah, and he will continue talking.
Yeah, he will continue. Because you know why? He can feel. His nature can feel. That's why he will respond. Because you all are different. You know what Mi Feng shared with Sanat when she came back. She said later on she realized the Thai people came and talked to her. Say normally Long Po don't share this type of profound Dhamma with lay people one. Remember that? Yeah. He will only talk to the monk one. But when you all were there, he share all those things and you all can understand. No? See? That nature know, understand? No? That's why the cultivator of the way, those real ones, they don't read mind on. They feel. The nature respond. This is the nature's law. The one you thought based on, psychic on, can go wrong on, I tell you. They cannot. They can feel. They will develop the understanding because their nature is like that. This is oneness, very sensitive. That true mind is beyond what you can understand because that vibration, that pure energy, that wisdom energy, that wisdom light. That's why you listen to the Heart Sutta. When Kuan Yin Bodhisattva was contemplating the profound Prajnaparamita Sutta, what happened? He illuminated the five skanda. Remember the word? Then found that they were all empty. You think he go and use torchlight and shine? The wisdom light, understand, from the pure nature, that's why it illuminates, see clearly, direct things. That's why he realized, awakened, that they were all empty. That's why their nature will feel. That's why I told you, I also cannot see anything, I don't know anything. Don't ask me about past life or those things, I don't know. Yeah. But this nature can understand many things. It no need to read and no need to know. It can just understand. And a lot of the understanding doesn't come from this life because it was inherited from that cultivation, spiritual inheritance. So a lot of the understanding that come, that unfold, is not from this life. Well, I never learned this from this life. And you just understand. Then wherever there is truth, you will understand, you will penetrate. Then everyone is different. Everyone is very unique. That's why all the cultivations are very different. That's why when Mi Feng and Alien shared that time,
there was so much joy. You go and listen back to that day. Because they themselves also surprised. The Thai people tell them, Long Po normally don't speak so profoundly to lay people. And that retreat. Then Mi Fong also realized, well, Long Po said, I think he said, you don't have to be anywhere to cultivate. It's within the cell. Oh, the apple. Oh, another one. Okay. Sadhu. Sadhu, yeah.
It is good that your group came here and want to progress your spiritual cultivation. But actually, wherever you are, even you are back home, as long as you have stillness in your mind,
Sadhu.
The Dharma is always with
always
you.
There.
Yeah. it is translated that way.
Yeah, which is correct. The still mind, the silent mind is your true mind. That's why when you connect, you have sati. You can have the direct seeing. That's why wisdom will arise. Not until your mind is silent, there is no sati, no stability of sati. And very difficult to progress along the path of meditation. That's why daily mindfulness has to be very stable. Until throughout the day, more or less, you are aware. Just like what Song experienced at the retreat. But now he not even out of retreat also he experienced it. That's why he said there was sign before he go. Remember he went to a travel agency? Travel agency where got good energy on. But suddenly the mind went in. Where he saw the two posters of the holy place and all that. Then the faith went in. That's why faith is very important. Then all of a sudden the mind become very quiet, very still. He said, if there also you can have the energy, then you don't have to go anywhere. You only have to have faith. Then this thing will be there. Yeah. But before you have that, you need the support of all those places that have this, so that this one will open up. That's why I told you all cultivation, the heart must open first. Otherwise, you cannot develop the sati, you cannot penetrate the Dhamma. You cannot understand the true teaching. Spiritual faculty are very important because they are spiritual faculty that will enable you understand the spiritual teaching. Without faith, there is no virya. Without virya, you will not cultivate diligently to develop sati. That's why they are interrelated, interconnected. The faith, born of understanding clearly who the Buddha is and how special his teaching is, will drive you to diligently cultivate. That's why virya will be there. Then sati will follow. Then the stabilizing of it becomes samadhi. Then you will see things as they are. Sati and samadhi will give you the stability of mind, the clarity of mind to see things as they are within daily life. And that is the real practice, the real cultivation. Then understanding keep on arising, which is panya, wisdom. Okay, yeah. So we rejoice, Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. For all the good sharing, That's why as Kayanamitta, this is how you support each other, Develop the sincere sharing so that it can bring forth the causes and conditions for each and everyone to be motivated, to be inspired, and so then to determine strongly to cultivate. Like Song say, 2 years ago, he was like any of you. Came and attend the class for the full 1 year. Then, like he say, cannot understand much. Most of it is knowledge. But then he listened attentively and realized, I keep on stressing on the spiritual faculty, which is the faith, sada. He just developed that. Then ask for forgiveness. The one is in case you got karmic offense. If you find that your practice after you diligently cultivate and put in so much, like Song's case, where he is very sincere, full of faith and diligence, and yet you are going nowhere, means there is karmic obstruction. Then determine to ask for forgiveness and repentance.
They invoke power of merits for causes and conditions for you to actually break free so that you can connect back to your true path, true nature, so that you can move again, so that you can realize all your pure wish, your pure and sincere noble aspiration. So all this will help because they are nature's law. Then cultivate affinity with all those great beings. That's why they are worthy of affording reverential salutation, offering, give and hospitality. So these are the things that wherever there is condition, like you go to Wanalong or any other spiritual trip, you can make offering, you should make. Then pay respect, develop the faith. Then sometimes you've got condition to provide hospitality you have. Because these are very, very wholesome and very meritorious, and the field of merits is immeasurable. So with that, shall we end? We rejoice one more time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, I will read out the what they call sharing of merits, transfer of merits. Then after that, we invoke the blessing for the nation. Then you make your aspiration. Sharing of merits with the devas. Akasatta cha bumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anamoditwa chirang rakhantu lokasasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power, share these merits and may they long protect the dispensation. Itta vata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sapa sampati siddhiya. May all beings share these merits which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice, and may it contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Transfer merits to departed one. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya teyo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya teyo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya teyo. Let this merits accrue to our departed relatives and those who can receive them, and may they all too be well and happy always. Okay, we will invoke the blessing for the nation. Devo satukalena sasa sampati heto cha vito bhavato loko cha raja bhavato dhammiko. May the rain fall in due season. May there be a rich and good harvest throughout. May the world be peaceful and prosperous always. May the government of the day, the king and the rulers, be righteous. You make your aspiration. Ipmina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patiya. By the grace of these merits that we have thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish, but only the wise and the enlightened one, until Nibbana is realized. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to the Lord Buddha.
I really want to find out.